Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Brigitte Kingsley, and you are listening to Pam and Dawn.
Hello, and welcome to the special edition of Christmas Movie Spotlight. I'm your host, Dawn Mack, and I'm here with my friend, colleague, and wonderful host, Pam. Hey, Pam, how are you?
Ooh, you're wonderful, too.
Well, you know, so I'm probably a pain in the royal you-know-what most of the time, but thank you for saying that. Now it's recorded for all posterity and,
well,
and
hey,
longevity, too.
It's recorded for all posterity, what you said about me, too, so there we go. Now we're even.
Well, that's true. We can't take it back now, or we can't say,
nope.
Yes, kitty.
No
oh
one would
my
believe
gosh.
Us, anyhow, if we
That's
said
That's so true.
We
well,
just
people
kidding.
Think we're nutty as it is. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they just go, these two women are crazy.
Yeah.
But, well, have a real treat for you guys today. We are so excited to bring you our special interview with the beautiful and talented Brigitte Kingsley.
I just love her name. She has such mm-hmm. a pretty name, both, you know, Brigitte and Kingsley. It just goes
yeah.
together. It flows.
Well, I'm just Brigitte, happy that as a Southerner, I can say it.
Yeah.
Without train wrecking it. So I'm very, this is a proud moment for me, y'all.
Oh,
I just have to
gosh.
Say that.
Yes. Let me do this. Did everybody hear that?
Oh, my gosh. We are crazy.
Too much hot chocolate, I think, you know.
That's right.
To you.
Too much. That's right.
And Brigitte stars in the great American family movie, The Art of Christmas, premiering Friday, December 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central.
And we are so excited and honored to bring you our interview with Brigitte Kingsley.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, Brigitte. Thank you so much for calling in. We do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy, busy day.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on.
You're welcome. We've been wanting to talk to you for a long time, and we're so happy to have you with us. So would you just give us just a little bit of background? Like, would you share with us how and when you decided you wanted to be an actress, and was there someone in particular that inspired you?
I wanted to be an actress pretty much from the time I was very young. So I used to bug my parents when I was in primary school to let me act, and they always said, once you get to high school, if you still want to do it, then we'll support you. So as soon as I got into grade 9, I asked them, and they said, hey, if you can find your own agent, and you know, we'll bring you to the auditions, which they did, and they were so supportive. And that's pretty much how it started. I started auditioning for, you know, commercials and things like that. And then I pursued it into university and beyond.
It's funny you say that, what your parents told you, because that's pretty much what I told my kids. You know, they were all growing up wanting to be either an actor, or they wanted to be a singer, or they wanted to be in sports of some kind. And I said, that's all well and good, you know, but just we'll see how you feel in a few years from now.
You
know?
Yeah.
Take it from there.
If it's, you know, for me, it's a, I guess I really want to do it.
Well, Pam and I, we just believe that you have the greatest comedic timing, and we just love seeing you in the work that you do, and it's just so great. And would you feel that that was something you were born with, or did it come later with experience?
Oh, that's so funny that you guys say that. Thank you so much, first of all. Mm-hmm. But I actually never found myself to be funny. And when I would do acting, people would always ask me what I prefer. And I was like, oh, I really like doing drama. And then I did a series, a little, like, I guess probably 10 years ago now or more. And, at some point I got nominated for a comedy award, and I was like, oh my gosh, I guess comedy is something that I can do. And I didn't realize. And then from that point on, I started really embracing comedy, and I really enjoy it. But I think sometimes it comes down to the writing. You know, if there's a good, there's a good writer and they have great, you know, great lines. As an actor, it's so much fun to kind of jump in and to explore that comedy.
Well, you've got it. I'm telling you, I love comedy. So when I see somebody that can really pull it off, I admire them. And then I follow them through whatever project that they're, you know, into next. So,
oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
You got me following you. In Home for Harvest, you played a travel writer, and you're not too happy to be sent home instead of to a new glamorous place. Of course, in the end, she learned there's no place like home. So what keeps you grounded?
Oh, my family, 100% my family. I've always been the type, I'm very close to my mom, and my dad passed away a couple years ago, but I was very, very close to him. And I think it's, you know, it's something that we see each other once a week, we talk every day. And I think I've been very fortunate in life to have really strong people in my life. And, you know, my husband is part of my company, and he's extraordinarily grounded as well. he helps me through all the hard stuff, so it's nice to have a good support group.
Yeah, you know, they it's nothing like family in the world, and especially when you have kids and they're growing up, and then they grow up and they're off on their own, and you're seeing them spread their wings and do their own thing, and how they take little bits of you with them, but they are their own individuals too. But I tell you, especially during the holidays, family is really what it's all about, and it really does keep you grounded in so many ways, more than you could probably ever imagine. You know, it's very special indeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, with the way the pandemic changed auditions, everything kind of moved to online. Do you prefer it online or in person for yourself? And are there any cons to doing it online?
I think I prefer it online, and especially as a producer, because I produce these movies too, so we do a lot of the casting. And I think when you go into an audition room, it's just, number one, it's very time-consuming. Everybody has to drive in. There's a lot of people that can't make it. But when you do it online, people can do it from the comfort of their home. You get a bigger turnout. And you also, I mean, that's what you're looking for, is really what they can do on camera. So I think for me, I've really enjoyed the process of having everything online. The only downfall, I would say, is really just you don't get to have as much of a sense of the personality. And sometimes that helps to determine, you know.
Right.
So I think that part, you kind of miss out on that a little bit. But other than that, I think it's really great to have the technology to do that.
I would imagine it saves you a lot of gas money and plane tickets.
Oh, my gosh, you have no idea. it saves so much money. I live outside of the city, so I live about an hour and a half outside of the city. So for every audition that I would go to, it would be a three-hour commitment just in driving. Time-wise, it's so great to be able to do it in the comfort of your home.
Yeah, and you know what else, too, is like I'll be on Instagram and I'll see somebody's audition tape because they posted it on Instagram, and it's so interesting to watch, or they're getting ready and they're practicing, you know. So it's really different for us as well, you know, the fans and the viewers of movies and television series and stuff like that, to see it being done in person. Well, kind of, you know what I mean, virtually.
Yeah, to have access to all of that for sure. Yeah.
Right.
No.
Well, your resume is quite outstanding, to say the least, acting, producing, and writing. So where do your ideas come from when you're writing? Do they develop over time, or does the whole story pop in your head all at once, or a little of both?
Oh, that's a good question. I think with the writing, it always starts with trying to find an idea that's, you know, that strikes a chord in me, something that I'd want to see. And every time I write, like I only started writing actually a couple of years ago, around when the pandemic started. And it's because I was producing these movies and I was getting these scripts, and I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I want to write something that I would want to see. So the exciting part for me is when I start going down the rabbit hole of like having an idea, and I start writing down the scenes, it sort of organically grows because I'm like, well, what do I want to see next? You know, as a viewer, what would I want to see next? So I always find it actually kind of fun to discover the story as I write, because I generally just start with a broad idea, and then I kind of I discover the characters as I go along.
Well, this sounds really interesting, you know. I would like to one day be able to do something like that, but I'll get an idea in my head, and then it just sits there. Dawn is the creative one when it comes to writing.
she's so modest, but yeah, I mean, it does take a lot of creativity, but I know that, like, with writing particularly, for me, it just kind of comes in spurts, and it's like it's something that just kind of builds within me, and then I start writing, and it just starts to unfold. And but a writing process is so different for everyone, and it's just really interesting to hear how it comes together for, you know, anyone that is doing writing and trying to create a story from just a mere idea. So that's very, very, I think, inspirational in a lot of ways. And speaking of, we are so excited to see you starring in your brand new Christmas movie, The Art of Christmas, on Great American Family, which is coming up very soon. And what can you share with us about the movie without giving too much away?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about this movie. It's just a very magical movie. I think there's such a great story about, you know, a woman finding her own path, and you know, she has a love for art, but she also loves to teach children. And she's a little bit lost at the beginning of the story. And she really finds her way through while helping one of her young students. So it's the story of, you know, this woman, but also of one of the students who's, you know, new to the school, and she's going through her own journey. And we have such a wonderful cast. Our leading man is Joe Town, who's wonderful. And we've got Kelly Kruger and her husband Darren Brooks on board, and they're hilarious. They're such a good combo. If you guys like comedy, you guys are going to love these two together.
We love them. We know them.
Yeah.
From the soap
operas. We've seen them in separate projects, and so mm-hmm. we were so excited when we learned they were going to be in your movie, and because I can only imagine what it must be like when they get together on screen, because we've seen their comedy separately. They're great. And mixed with you and your comedy, it's like the best of all worlds coming together.
It's
in
a win-win. Yeah.
Yeah,
win-win.
For sure.
They had us in stitches every time they were on set, because I play a little bit more of the serious character in this one, and they're definitely the comic relief in this. And as soon as you see Darren open his mouth, like, he is just so great at comedy, you know. And it was funny because Kelly and I had been wanting to do something together for a long time, and then when this project came up, I knew that she, you know, she was still home with her baby, and she wasn't quite, you know, ready to get back to work yet. But I gave her a call, and I was like, hey, like, do you guys want to come out? We'll do it. You know, we'll get all your scenes done really quickly, and you can come out with your family. And so she decided to come back to work a little bit earlier than she planned to do this project. And we decided to bring Darren along because she's like, well, he's going to come with me anyway, so we might as well throw him in the movie. So it became just this really fun experience to have their whole family on set. You know, her daughters were there, and it was great. It was really fun, and I think you guys are just going to adore them together on screen.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you know. Go ahead, Pam.
Go ahead,
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I just saying absolutely.
Well, I was, you know, all I could think was what a way to wrap up the Great American Family holiday movie season. You know, when we saw the cast for this, Pam and I were like, wow. That's like the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae. Like, this is going to be a great movie, mm-hmm. and we don't even really know the plot line or anything yet. Just the cast of characters is amazing. So I think it's going to be a wonderful way to cap off the season and to be able to see a movie that is just going to be everything viewers will want and more. So it should be quite exciting. The anticipation of getting to that point, though, is going to be the hardest, the waiting. But we look so forward to it. I'm so glad you guys are doing that.
Thank you so much.
And before we wrap up, we always like to do a fun little lightning round, which is five Christmas-themed questions. There are no wrong answers. But it's always fun to hear what people have to say. And of course, this being a Christmas show, what do you expect? But the first one is your favorite Christmas tradition.
Favorite Christmas tradition is probably every Christmas Eve we always get pajamas from my parents. So we've been doing that since we were kids. So, you know, now that we're adults, they'll drop off the gift and we open that the night before and everybody takes photos of themselves in their new pajamas. And, you know, we wake up in the morning in them and it's just a cute Aww. Little tradition that we've had our whole lives. So
that's so cute.
And
I
you know,
that.
They have so many to choose from now. I think the pajama market has exploded for Christmas time particularly. And it's like, my thing is that it's so hard to choose. Like, what am I going to wear this year, you know, kind of thing, and get the family on board all at the same time. So when you have a son in the mix, he's like, I don't know, Mom. I don't know if I want to do pajamas. But anyway, it's all fun.
You got to do it.
What is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, that's a good one. You know what? I'm going to go with New Kids on the Block. I Still Believe in Santa Claus. It's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it since I was a kid.
I know. It's so good. It's so good. Yes. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, gosh. Polar Express.
That's a good one, too. All right. Hot toddy or hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
And white lights or colored lights?
So magical about the big, old, colored lights. When I was a kid, I used to, like, lie underneath the Christmas tree and just look up, and we'd have those big bulb lights, and I think I got to go with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I said, there are no wrong answers, and we want to thank you for playing along.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You passed with flying colors.
Right. And thank you again for joining us today, and since we won't be able to talk to you before the holidays, we want to wish you and your family a blessed holiday, and we will talk again soon.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. Have a very blessed holiday, and I appreciate you guys taking the time and talking to me.
Oh,
you're
so
very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Hey, guys, don't leave us yet. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Christmas Movies. That's XMASMUVIES. And also like our Facebook page at Christmas Movie Spotlight. Don't forget, that's spelled MUVIES. And follow us on Instagram at Christmas Movie Spotlight.
And don't forget to check out our website, ChristmasMoviesSpotlight.com. That's movies with MUVIES, ChristmasMoviesSpotlight.com.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.